Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's an expert in effective communication. Stephen Gaffney, our good friend, is about to join us, ladies and gentlemen. Well, welcome back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm excited about having Stephen back on the show. Stephen is the president of Stephen Gaffney Company. He's the author of a book I introduced you to sometime back, Just Be Honest, and he's got a new book out called Honesty Works, which I'm pretty sure we launched for him a few months ago. And he's our good friend. Stephen, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back.
It's good to be back with you.
It's kind of interesting that we would have you back on this particular day. This is President's Day, Stephen. And so, you know, it's pretty interesting that you would be here on a day where, you know, think about this now. We got the gentlemen that we honor today. Two of the gentlemen we honor today, who really were the people who were being recognized before President's Day got rolled into all into one. You know, we were celebrating Lincoln's birthday and Washington's birthday separately, and then they got them all, it all got rolled into one about 40 years ago or so. Those guys, two of the things that they were known the most for was their honesty.
I love it.
Isn't that so? I mean, Washington, we know about him, you know, about the story, the mythical story about the cherry tree and how he could not tell a lie. And we know about Abe Lincoln, Honest Abe. I mean, he's even called Honest Abe. And he, you know, there was a story about him trudging through the snow just so he could return a book. You know, that's how honest he was. And so now we've come down to another time, Stephen, when honesty sometimes is a slippery concept, isn't it?
Yeah, people make it seem that way, but we all know when somebody's being upfront, or we have a good feeling if somebody's not being upfront that they are lying to us. You know, everybody talks about the truth or lies aspect, but there's a whole other aspect of lying and dishonesty that we've also talked about on previous shows. It's not what people are saying, it's what they don't say. It's the unsaid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's really challenging because a lot of people
the sin of omission.
I just didn't say everything.
The sin of omission. Right?
And it affects us. Because let's face it, I mean, we can get fooled because somebody has withheld some information. But once we find out what they withheld, we do definitely feel lied to. And no matter what they say, it's how do we, though,
you know, as business owners, as leaders, in whatever role we're in, Stephen, how do we not give people the news that we know, but maybe it's just not time to give them that information? Sometimes as a leader, you have information. As a president, he has information that you and I don't need to have right now. It's not for public consumption. And if somebody asks him that question, if somebody asks me a question as a leader, and I can't give that information right now, and you know, I've got a choice. I can either make something up, so to speak, or I can do something else. Like, what would I say, Stephen? Would I say, I don't know? But then, you know, even now as presidents, when presidents say I don't know, they get you know, excoriated for that. So how do you answer a question like that?
Well, you know, this comes up with a lot of my clients because I deal with a lot of the intel world with
right.
the defense contractors and some government stuff. You know, somebody will raise that issue, and my response is you can often be upfront with the person that you can't tell them everything. And you just be upfront. I'm not going to be able to talk about that. And there's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, and then the other comeback sometimes somebody will say is, are you always upfront about everything? Well, you know, and they'll use, you know, if you're in Nazi, you know, Germany and you've got Jewish people in the closet, what do you say? I mean, of course, then you're going to be lying in that type of situation, extreme situation, but you don't throw out the rule because of the exception. Generally speaking, we can almost always be upfront, even being upfront that we can't always be upfront. The key is how the foundation of all great relationships is trust. You know, you give me any relationship, whether it's, you know, our clients or our co-workers or friends or family, and the people that we rely on are the people that we can trust.
Isn't there something that comes in front of honesty? Doesn't integrity precede honesty?
Well, how are you defining integrity?
Well, just the way I feel about myself, my desire to be what I say I'm going to be. Confucius said the greatest life that you live is when you are what you appear to be. And then, of course, one of my favorites that I talked to you about during the break, that my audience has heard me say so many times before, and it's just a wonderful quote, and I'm probably paraphrasing just a little bit, but it's Albert Camus, the great French Nobel laureate, literary laureate, and he said, "Integrity has no need of rules." So I wonder if integrity comes first. And so if you have integrity, if that's a personal goal of yours, if that's the way you think of yourself as someone who has integrity, then that makes honesty easier. What do you think?
Yeah, it can also make it challenging, right? Because if you have if that's a very important value, which hopefully it is for most of us, we get in tough situations, and then, I mean, everybody can talk about, oh, let's be upfront, and we know that's a good thing, but why do we get in tough situations? So here's an easy example. You know, we know the right thing to do in our heart. Let's say we're behind schedule, and our client calls us, how are things going? Do you tell them the truth, and they may worry about it, or do you withhold that information and try to scramble to kind of compensate for the background stuff? What do you do? I think, you know, it's the key is in moments like that, how do we deal with it? But I think what you're bringing up about even before maybe outwardly being honest is being honest to yourself. Because
right.
I find the worst lies that anybody tells are the lies they tell themselves.
Well, absolutely. The great quote from Hamlet, "This above all, to thine own self be true," Polonius. Said that. I think the Falstaff, "This above all, to thine own self be true." That is the headwater of honesty, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, again, everybody can talk about this stuff, but
yeah.
When you get in tough situations, what do you do?
It's like the weather, huh? Stand by, we're going to take a quick break, 20 after, right back after these messages with our good friend Stephen Gaffney, the author of Honesty Works. Stay with us.
Hard to believe that a man of your humility and quiet demeanor could have that long a career in radio.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Jim, that's me, Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Don't forget to check out our websites and use them to your advantage. Lots of good stuff, including past interviews that I've done with our good friend Stephen Gaffney, our guest this half hour. If you want to go back and listen to some of the things that we've done in the past, you can listen to them by streaming. You can podcast them or whatever you like. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. And don't forget AskJim.biz, where you can get small business answers now. Stephen, give us your website too, please.
Yes, it's www.justbehonest.com. Justbehonest.com.
And you got a new ebook out too, don't you?
Yeah, it's called Honesty Sells. And it's all about that actually honesty really can sell. A lot of times people say it's a necessary evil, got to be up front. But actually,
right.
it's the critical ingredient to great salespeople.
Well, if you have a long-term perspective about your career, about relationships you have with people, honesty is a best practice.
Yep.
No question about it. In my career over the years, Stephen, I have sold the same people. I've worked in a few other industries in my life over the last several decades, and I've gone back to people with other industries, and I've done business with them more than once. And I got to believe that if I hadn't been honest with those people before, you know, they wouldn't have let me back in. And so it does pay off. But you know, there's some real issues out there that you know, honesty requires no extra effort if everything is black and white, and you know, and if there's no pain involved. But in business, in the marketplace, telling somebody something that they don't want to hear, that you don't want to tell them, there's pain involved in that, isn't there?
Oh yeah, it's easy to get into pain and think, oh, I don't need to deal with it. For example, you know, as we were talking offline, what if you know, you have a new product that's going to be rolling out in a month, and your client or potential client wants a product right now? What do you do? Do you tell them, well, actually, if you hold off in a month, I can get you a better version of our product?
Yep.
Or do you sell the product right now?
You wouldn't be doing anything unethical to sell them the product right now. Here's what I think is the difference. What are your ethics? In other words, what do you say is the right thing to do? What is your integrity? What is your? We talked about integrity a minute ago, Stephen. That's what I was talking about. You know, for some people, it would be completely ethical, and they'd be right to sell them that product right now. But for me or you, it might not be the ethical thing to do.
Yeah, we can look at it from an ethics point of view, and then we can get this in this kind of conversation, which I think is very important. And another thing I always add to people is, let's actually take it. Look at bottom line results. If you do sell that product to that customer, and then they find out that there was a better version that rolled out a month, not only will you lose, you know, you lose potential business, but you've ruined the relationship, and now they're bad mouthing you to other people. So actually, we can look at it from an ethical point of view,
right.
But I often take it to, let's look at it a bottom line, effective, better decision for your company, and almost always it's the idea is just tell the truth.
Well, and exactly, and the thing about it is what happens when you do that, and this is, you know, these are the things that I would tell people. I would tell them, you know what, tell me why you want that right now. See, all you got to do is ask them another question. Why do you want this right now? Well, because I'm ready to buy. But what would happen if you didn't buy this for 30 days? And of course, they'd look at you like, what's the matter? Don't you want to sell me this? I guess I'd be fine. Well, there's another product coming out now, but you know, it may not be what you want. Well, you know, tell me about it. Well, now what you've done is now you've quit being a vendor to that person. You've become their partner.
Yeah, which I think is so important.
It's huge. It's huge.
You know,
it can't be quantified.
Yeah, it's just so interesting how things happen to us, and we fall into these traps of not being upfront. Like, I'll give you an easy example. A client says to us, potential client says to us, well, why should we do business with you? How do you know that we're the right person? We initially will go right into the sales pitch, but a better response would be, you know what? I don't know if we're the right person for you.
Right.
Let me ask you a few questions.
When you tell people that,
they put you on the same level as them.
And their guard comes down.
Yeah. And it's actually the truth. How do we know? I mean, even people are sitting there listening to us and saying, well, I know my service is great. Yeah, I'm sure it is. But aren't there exceptions where maybe it wouldn't be so good with a client? But the point being is we should be able to have an honest dialogue. If somebody says to me, why should we do business with you? I don't know. Let's actually investigate this. And it changes the tone, changes the relationship, and it actually comes from a much more professional and honest position.
Stephen, I got about 40 seconds. If somebody wanted you to run for Congress right now, could you do it?
I'd love to run for Congress one day.
But do you think you could actually be a politician and be true and be honest all the time?
Yep, I think it is possible, and I think ultimately people are tired of the politics.
How are we going to get more people who do that then?
Well, that's a good question.
Do you think that's where we are?
Isn't that, Jim?
Yeah, that's on President's Day, I think that's an important question. And so, folks, as you consider the candidates on all levels, as we move into this election year, you know, find out how big a deal honesty is to you, and vote for those people. Hey, Stephen, thank you for being here. Give us that website one more time, please.
Yes, justbehonest.com. Justbehonest.com.
Thanks, Stephen. Good to talk to you. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for having me.
Quick break, right back, folks, with Dr. Burton Folsom right after these messages. Stay with us. That I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.